Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including today we have visitors. We love it when our potties who listen to the Aftercast and podcast stop by. And now we have Lauren. Come on over here, Lauren. Come on, jump on Mike next to Betty Lou there and get right up in on it so we can hear you, okay? I will have it on in 2 seconds. There we go.
Doesn't do us any good if you don't have it.
Thank you. Now, can I hear you?
Hello?
There it is! Hey. Perfect. There we go.
You've done radio now.
Yeah.
Or, well, podcast.
Now, you are back in town for a huge celebration going on this weekend here, which is called what?
Mule Day.
Now, you grew up in Columbia, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so now Mule Day is a staple down there. Mm-hmm. When I first got to Tennessee, I lived in Spring Hill. They're like, you have to go to Mule Day. So I went down to Columbia, and I went to Mule Day, and I was like, okay, I've done it. I do not need to ever do it again. But Betty Rock, every year, Mule Day.
Every year, if I can make it. And 1 year, Jesus even showed up.
He did. That's right.
He was in the parade and he was walking down and he was shaking hands and kissing babies. I was there in a gas station parking lot eating funnel cake, yelling, "Jesus!
Yeah.
I know you!
How I know you!" And he did. And he said, "Depart from me. I have never known you." It's funny that he didn't ride one of the donkeys. Honestly,
missed opportunity.
It really is. It really
also,
is.
Also, too, I don't know if you know this, Lauren, but I was told that never pick up the candy that they throw out because it'll land in the manure.
Oh, yes.
That's really good to know.
It's a good tip. It's a good pro Mule Day tip.
That's the thing I wouldn't have thought about is that there's probably a solid amount of cleanup.
Yeah.
Post Mule Day.
The parade is over with when they bring the Swiffer trucks.
Yes.
And you want to get downwind of those.
Get out. Because the stuff gets slung. It gets slung.
And it gets in your mouth, your eyes.
Yeah, so now you have people with you. Have they ever experienced Mule Day before?
Cody has not. Cody is my boyfriend.
Okay, this is first time.
And then, yes, he has only visited here once. We had a surprise party for my grandma last year. And so he hasn't even really been in Nashville, so we're going into Nashville today.
Welcome, Cody. You're gonna get some learning on this weekend about what Tennessee's really like.
Yeah.
You're gonna see things at Mule Day that you're like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, yeah.
This is really people. These are people. These are real people. Okay, it's fun. It's an experience.
Yeah, and then Caitlin is my cousin. She lives in Spring Hill.
Okay, that's where I live.
And we both actually haven't really been to Mule Day very much because our families hated it.
Yep.
So this will be kind of a new experience for us, too.
Well, you might run into Lady Rock.
I'm there. I was trying to figure out, I asked a friend of mine that's going with me, I said, how much do you think I should take in cash for, because I go for the food.
Yeah. And the hat. She gets a hat every year.
Yeah, I get a hat and a shirt if I can help it. And I just don't know. Is $200 too much or too little?
Because
I'm going to get the funnel cake, the cotton candy, the kettle corn, the corn dog.
Yeah.
And I need to get a good sweet tea in me.
Yeah, $200, you should be good. Yeah, you should be good.
I might be pushing it. I might need to do $300.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even
fathom. You invest in what you love.
You're so good with your money, though.
Yeah.
Generally, throughout the... You should be allowed to splurge on this.
And this is the one thing that I do splurge on.
These are the things that make you, you very rarely splurge on things that make you happy. And I'm always fascinated by those few things that you do splurge on, and Mule Day being one of them. It fascinates me that you're so all in
love
on this.
I love it so much. Yeah. It's great people watching.
That is very true.
Lauren, you're going to see some people, and your boyfriend and cousin, you're going to see some people that you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are real
This
people.
Is what the South is all about.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Mullets out the wazoo.
Yeah, it is fun. It's like one fun thing to do is take pictures, like spy pictures of mullets, and you collect them and you see who gets the most mullet pictures. We did it
That's
at Disney one
idea.
Time, and I was surprised in Orlando. Well, no, not really. It's Florida. But like how many mullet pictures we got. And then there were some that we would debate. They're like, no, that's a modified mullet. That doesn't count. So you have to really determine what is a mullet. But that is a fun thing to do.
Is there any reason as to why you want to take them to Mule Day? Because you could take them anywhere.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a good representation of the culture of Columbia.
It is.
It really is.
It is. The culture's pushing it, honestly.
Right.
So you are here. What do you have in your hand? What's going on?
So I brought a little gift. Caitlin and I did visit here for the podcast in 2019.
Wow, so that was so long ago. Yes.
COVID.
Wow, you must have been like 10.
Yeah, I was. Well, let's see. I would have been 15 or 16.
That's crazy.
I'm 20 now.
Yeah.
So we brought some donuts last time, yes. And I want to do something a little bit more creative. Oh. So I brought an Indiana treat.
Oh.
And this is what they call in Indiana Amish crack.
I love where you're going with this.
Oh, my goodness.
By the time I got there, they were out of the donuts. So I have donut holes, but they're cinnamon caramel donut holes. And they are known as Amish crack.
And Betty, so the Amish make these things? Yeah.
Open
let's get
that.
In on that right now.
Where are you going? I'm over here.
Yeah. She's coming this way.
You went to him first?
Yeah, because I'm the one that needs it the most. You were on a diet. She's helping you.
I was.
Oh, and they're cold,
you
too.
You can smell it from over here.
Oh, it's like a glazed donut hole with like some kind of a weird, creamy, Amish cracky thing on it. And I'm all about it. Okay, that's good. Very rarely will I just try something that I don't know what it is. Like,
that doesn't
and take
seem
a
true.
Full-on bite. No, but like a full-on bite. That's really good. That is really good. Oh, thank you. Holy God, I'm licking my fingers.
I'm going to turn my mic off for a second.
That is nice.
Yeah, the cinnamon went down my throat the wrong way.
The Amish know what they're doing.
I love the Amish.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a place in Lancaster, and there were all these Amish people around. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a culture that I'm fascinated by. If they had, like, because they're really, they're very entrepreneurial. Amish people are very entrepreneurial. They have
so good.
So many businesses, but I would love if they had like an excursion that was like a go for a week, live with the Amish and live the Amish lifestyle for
you
a week.
You wouldn't make it.
I would, because it's hardworking people. Like I'd be raising barns like a champ. I'd be building tables.
But they don't. They only have water to drink. That's why I'm saying you won't make it because you need your Coke.
And you couldn't do TikTok.
You're not going to McDonald's.
Okay.
See, you haven't thought it through.
A 2-day excursion would be fantastic. Like, I think I could do 2 days.
It'd be a great theme park. Like if there was an Amish theme park.
Yeah, that's all run on kerosene. Because they can use like certain shop tools and stuff like that, but they have to be run off kerosene, like their lighting or propane. They can't use electricity.
But what are the attractions?
Ooh. Okay, let's think about this
Churning
for a second.
Churning butter?
You're obviously probably not doing
that would be fun.
You know, roller coasters, but like you know, there's gonna be buggy rides.
Yeah, you make a buggy ride. You could make a buggy roller coaster.
You probably could.
Yeah, you just gotta get it up the thing, like have a horse pull it up a hill, and the rest is gravity.
They just let you down.
Yeah, the rest is just gravity at that point, you know? So that'd be good.
A crafting area.
A crafting thing, yeah. You could make all kind of different things.
Barn building, barn raising. At like a fair, you hit the thing
to
show off your
power. No, because a kid is going to have a nail in their hand and a hammer. That does not go well.
It's where
we
teach them.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah, like all these soft city kids.
I could use it.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be good. One of my favorite David Letterman, this is years ago, we was doing like a top 10 list or something like that. And you know how like when you're at the beach, you lay in a blanket and everyone pulls the blanket, it shoots you up into the air.
Yeah.
And so there's a video of people launching this person up into the air. And Letterman's joke on it was, it's the Amish space program. Which I found really funny. Mm. So anyway, thank you. That is delightful.
That's one of the most.
That was a lovely treat.
That's one of the most like unique and delicious things. And I would be.
Yeah.
That's why it's easy to be unhealthy. Is because why would you ever choose
health?
Health.
Right.
Something green over there.
And that's
that.
Another reason why you won't make it. They don't have candy over there.
But
they're
they
going to eat
that,
their veggies.
But they do have that.
Yeah. They must make something sweet.
They got that
stuff. But they make sweet stuff. They know how to do it. It's not like that skipped them.
Brand
they know how to make
but
candy.
But I'm saying they don't live off candy and
you
McDonald's.
Don't know that.
Yeah.
Like
when
you
was
do.
The last time you were Amish?
Never.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying I know more than you do.
I don't think so.
I've
spent more time around the Amish than you, for sure. Do you know that they love pickles and they love canning pickles and they have 47 different types of pickles?
I don't believe you.
That's very true.
You know.
I was with the Amish in New Jersey.
You act like you know everything.
No,
speak with authority and you know nothing.
I had sweet pickles and I don't like pickles. And this Amish lady was like, try
How
this.
How did we get on Amish people?
Because
we
of
have
the
so
Amish
many
crack.
Topics
crack.
That we've got to talk
I know,
about.
But I love the Amish. And so I'm like, I will try that. It was the best pickle I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And I thank that New Jersey Amish lady every day because of that.
Every single day.
It changed
Amish
my
country
life.
Is really fun to go. You go
it
through town and they've got
life.
Banks with little buggy.
Oh, yeah. I love the
poles.
Culture.
It's just a very unique, very different.
We have some fun things or some things we need to
Lauren,
get to
I just
today.
Want, we're, yeah, we're gonna. You can step back and you can hang tight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead. Come
oh,
on.
Yeah, yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Go
I
for
can
it.
Do an hour at the end.
No.
But on the way here, we ran into a person who was homeless on the side of the road, and he asked us where we were going, and we said the Wally Show. He's like, oh, can you bring them this
what?
Gift? He said, I've been working on these for my father, who will not talk to me. And they're hand-painted.
Hayden! Hayden! Oh, my God! Hayden, we hear you, we see you, we value you, and we love you, Hayden. Oh. Your father may not value you but me and Lauren and Gavin, we see you.
You went and bought shells.
I did not see that coming. Like, I'm like, okay, so how does this homeless guy know about the show? I'm so into her setup.
I thought you were going to pull a weapon out.
Yeah, like, no, I'm so into her setup. Wow. Like, I'm thinking he's like, he's using her like he makes these like crosses or something out of trash, and he's like sold them to this poor girl, and then all of a sudden it's Hayden shells.
Oh my goodness!
This is all we have to remember. Look at the workmanship of that.
That is a son
you should be proud of.
He added some glitter in there just for you.
I love it. Well, of course he added glitter. It's Hayden. Those will go in our office. We have tchotchkes and little things that we've collected through the years. That was hysterical.
Well done.
Yeah, Lauren, nicely done. You killed that today. Those are going in my office above my stuff for sure.
Not a picture of Hayden.
No.
Just his shells.
Oh, so funny.
That's so good.
Okay. All right. I'm still laughing about that. Nicely done. This is the best. Like, some things happen like in between songs or whatever. And today, Betty Rock walked in. And what was the first thing I did today when you walked in? Do you remember what I said?
Bug me?
Yeah, besides that. No, when she walked in, I go, oh, I really like your outfit today.
Oh, yes.
Because it's very like a collegiate kind of outfit.
I complimented it, too.
It looks cut. And then Gavin complimented it. So you know you've nailed it with the sweatshirt that you have and just the whole ensemble.
Yeah, the vibe.
It's pretty great.
The what?
The ensemble, like the ensemble.
I like vibe, man.
But what's really great, though, is that Betty, it has a letter on it, like a Letterman sweater, and she's like, thank you. It looks great. It looks cute. Hey, do you guys know what the A stands for? And Gavin and I both just look at her like, are you serious?
Because she looks at it.
It's for Arkansas.
Yeah. But it says Arkansas on the A.
I didn't realize that till I looked down. I was like, well, that was stupid.
Hey, y'all.
It's her switch.
You are never going to get this. I'm going to give you one guessy-poo at this and one. That's all you get. It is a trick question because I got this. I've had it for 4 years. I never knew what that A stood for, and then just recently I realized it stands for Arkansas.
Okay, sir.
That made my day so far. That and the hilarious. Hayden shells, my day is complete. I'm gonna have a great weekend.
And the Amish crack.
So good.
Can you pass them?
You know, I've been thinking about getting a new truck. Mine's starting to get a little. My truck is 2013.
It's not a truck. Don't tell him.
It is a truck.
Don't let him believe what he wants.
It's a clown car.
No, it is still a truck.
Good. And I love
driving. When you needed it to move a couch, it was a truck, was it not?
That's true.
Yeah. See. So the thing about it is, like, I've been like, oh man, so I get a new car, like a new truck, and they have electric trucks, and I like electric things. Like, I have an electric foil, I have an electric bike. Like, I like the stuff. I'm not like, you know, there are a lot of people that are super green and they're like, oh, they're all crunchy and we got to do all this and save the environment. Like, I'm not that guy, but I do appreciate the advantages of certain electric products. Mm-hmm. So I had thought, maybe I would do one of the new electric Ford F-150 Lightnings.
Not the Tesla truck?
No, that thing's stupid. That bought that and you wasted your money on that, I feel bad for you.
Because I think it took a while for them to actually get onto
the streets.
Yeah,
like 4 years.
Now they're on the streets.
Yeah.
And they still look
and they
really
look ridiculous.
Dumb.
Like, somebody took a picture of one in our hometown the other day in Spring Hill. And they're like, look, it's a Tesla truck. Like, great. Look, there's somebody that wasted $80,000.
It looks like a joke. Like, it looks like a practical.
It looks like a Hot Wheels car.
Yeah.
So the Ford F-150 Lightning looks great. It looks like a regular truck.
It's a good
name. I was like, oh, maybe. Yeah. And then you start getting into how much they are. $74,000 for a pickup truck.
Worth it.
But then when you look at what a gas-powered pickup truck is, those have gotten expensive too. Those are $60,000. You know, it's crazy how much the
trucks,
car.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not doing it. But then I came across this article. It was interesting though. Ford is actually delaying production of their new EV cars and trucks because of slow sales growth. So they're like gonna not do that. They are opting for producing more gas cars and hybrid cars. Like, hybrid cars make more sense to me.
They totally do.
Because you have the ability to put gas in it, but then it will also run on its own electrical power when it doesn't need to use the gas. That makes the most sense to be investing in right now. But we've got Biden that's like, hey, by 2030, all cars being produced need to be electric. Like, really? Okay, that's not going to happen. Because, like, for example, the other day, I was driving and I realized very late that I needed gas. Mm-hmm. And I was heading somewhere, so I was on a deadline to get somewhere. And so I'm like, okay, I whipped into a gas station, took me 7 minutes, and I was on my way.
Can't do that with an electric car.
No, you cannot. So you get there, if you're lucky enough to find a place to charge it, 30 minutes, you know, and if you have to wait half an hour to get to the thing, then you've got an hour, you're there. Like, the infrastructure isn't built for this yet. Tesla sales, I like Teslas, I think they're great, down 9%. Mm-hmm. So the economy is telling you, the people are telling you, hey, I don't know that we want this. There is a small group of people that want it, and that's great, but like, not everybody is on board with this. And then the government was supposed to put federal charging stations in. That's part of the infrastructure I've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Until you have the infrastructure, the electric car makes no sense. You have a hurricane, everything goes down, the electric goes down. Guess what? You're not driving. You're not escaping. You're not getting on a route to get out of there.
Right.
And then they had problems with all the water and cars exploding and stuff.
This
is
where the Amish have it right.
They do. The Amish are great. Once they're again insulated from technology. But the federal, only four states have federal electric charging stations as part of Biden's climate plan. So it's just, it's, I don't see this being even remotely possible by 2030, 2035, 2050. You know, I don't see it being remotely possible.
All that to say, you're not getting an electric truck.
No, I am not. But here's my point. I was a person that was predisposed to say, you know what, I'll get one. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to save the universe. I'm not trying to save the environment. I think there's some cool aspects to it, and that's it. I'm not a hero. But
no one said that.
Okay. But I am just a normal consumer. But when you make it so expensive and then difficult to use, you take people out that would have gotten on board with you, but you haven't done the work to get it to where it's worth getting. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's it. The early adopters will always get in on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the early adopters to drop the price on things by more and more people getting involved. Mm-hmm. But until that happens, the prices stay high, and then everyday average Joe isn't going to take you up on it. So, all right, well, there you go. What do you got, Rock?
I just wanted to make sure we got...
What?
Still going.
It's that Amish crack.
Part of the Amish crack went down the wrong pipe.
The cinnamon is kind of tough.
It let go on me out of the last second there.
Want
went
another?
Down the wrong pipe.
I
could eat a whole bunch of them.
I'm on three right now.
Are you really? Oh my gosh,
okay,
my eyes are watering.
We just got Wally off of a soapbox where we're about to beckon him back on it. So I found where a comedian recently... Wally, he's handing
you thank you.
The crack. So I found where a comedian, he was angry because he recently went to a restaurant where he was charged a COVID charge.
What?
I know. So
did they not know that COVID is done?
Right. Here's what he had to say.
They charged me a COVID fee. And I asked the guy, I go, what's the COVID fee? He goes, yeah, well, we got to wipe down the menus. You're charging $3 to wipe down your own menus? And... they charged me 3.5% credit card fee because I was using the credit card.
What?
It's a bad look.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
It's a bad look, eh? It's like, yeah.
It's New York, New Jersey. Yeah, see, that's the thing, man. COVID fee. You were probably having to clean your,
you
menus anyway.
Right, and if you weren't, then that's probably what caused COVID.
Right, yeah. That's crazy that people are still hiding behind the COVID fee. I wouldn't pay it.
Well,
I wouldn't
not
pay
happening.
It.
I think it's happening only in certain states. Like, I think if you're here in Mule Day Town,
it ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
No, it didn't happen during COVID.
For instance, there's a restaurant in Columbia that my parents went to. This is probably a couple of years ago. And, I think it was Amish people that were running it, actually.
There you go.
No, they had it wrong, though. So my parents sit down, and the waitress comes, and she's handing them the menu, but they were under her arms, armpits, and she was wearing a sleeveless type. Yeah, okay, so as she's handing it to you, she's wiping
Columbia.
It with her armpit.
Yes.
And she's like, and here's my sweat, and please tell me what you would like. So all that to say, here in Columbia, it's not the... Also, too, the Waffle House in Columbia, when it was in the middle of the pandemic, the worst of the worst, all they had to separate each booth was a clear shower curtain liner.
No.
That's what, I'm pretty sure they hung it up with fishing wire.
That's so good.
That's all they had to keep the pandemic.
And then
from
in
spreading.
Certain states, like the blue states, you had, people that were having to go into massive debt. At their restaurants where they were already working on small margins anyway to buy plexiglass. It was hard to get to put plexiglass up to then the thing that was so funny about COVID was you go to the bank, you go anywhere where they've spent thousands of dollars to put plexiglass up. The person's talking to you and then you're like, what? What?
Yeah,
what?
You can't hear
and them. Then you both lean around the plexiglass mm-hmm. to hear each other.
So stupid.
COVID was such a debacle. Now, I know in the middle, and look, I know that people passed away from this. I'm not discrediting that. Like, it was an illness, and it definitely ran its course, and a lot of people got sick, and a lot of people died. But the things that we did to somewhat try to prevent it are laughable now.
Well,
I get it at the time they weren't because we didn't know.
What was lacking was everybody being on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, you were told you had to do it here, but then at other places you didn't have to do
right.
it, and that got frustrating.
Oh, for sure. The lack of information, the lack of consistency, but then some of the just the lunacy of it. And watching people that had very different opinions of it interact and have conflict was palpable. Like, it was mm-hmm. crazy the amount of people that fought, normal people that wouldn't have gotten in each other's space otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
This was such a dividing thing. And I'm going to tell you, the government used it as a way to divide. They definitely, the approach of Biden and his cronies and his staff, the way that they presented their side of the argument and the way that they positioned everyone that didn't believe like they believed as the enemy, no wonder we had people beating each other up. You did that, man. You get all those Biden things, it's like, I did that. Well, guess what? You did that. You had a big hand in the way that people hated each other because of how you chose to handle the COVID crisis, sir. Like, and I'll stand by that. Like, he pitted people against each other from his bully pulpit every day during COVID when he was talking and all the other people in the regime. Now, that being said,
we're not okay. We're
no, that being said,
totally thought
had
that was a good
to
place
end.
To be.
No,
done.
No, no, no. But that being said, had Trump been in there, okay, mm-hmm. he would have had his own bully pulpit, and he would have had.
Yeah.
He's very confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he probably would have been on the opposite side of it and fighting the people that weren't doing anything,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, like that's not to say. Because I'm not like pro Trump. I'm not that guy, you know. I'm pretty anti Biden, but I'm not pro Trump either. It's a weird. This voting is going to be a disaster for me this time. But the thing about it is they both, everybody in those positions uses their platform to further their own agenda, and
mm-hmm.
whether they smile at you or not, they're both very, very confrontational. One is just very upfront about it, and the other one stabs you in the chest, one stabs you in the back. That's pretty much my definition of those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Now I'm done.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo! All right, so we got a couple things. We got birthdays.
Have a donut.
And weekend plans.
Weekend plans.
Okay, so are we doing birthdays?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Okay,
do
we
it.
Got a couple of them. Brooke
That's
wants
good.
To wish her husband Jonathan a happy birthday. Said he and Wally would get along great. Then she puts a crying with laughter emoji.
Yeah, so exactly. She married well.
I don't know about that. Or married down. Got desperate. And then Amado, Amado.
I would go with Amado.
Amado wants to wish his wife Elise a
tomato
happy
Amado.
Tomato Amado. I bet he gets that a lot. Wants to wish Elise, his wife, a happy birthday, saying we have the same birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is fun. It's like
so
an
happy
anniversary.
Birthday
to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That boy, that could be a problem though. I have the same birthday.
Why is that a birthday? Why is that a burden to share a birthday with someone?
Oh,
that'd be fun.
Yeah. I guess if it's like right on the heels of something, that would be the worst. Like giving gifts is very stressful to me. And so, like, when we were doing, when my
really?
Wife, yo, very much so. When my
he puts
wife,
a lot of pressure on himself.
Yeah, I want to give something that people like. But, like, when my wife, we would come off of Christmas, which was very stressful. And then we would finish Christmas, and then we would go to her birthday,
Ugh.
And then Valentine's Day,
Ugh.
Like, right behind it. So, thank goodness we don't do Valentine's
She's
Day
the
anymore.
Worst.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's not what I was saying.
I think that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Marty!
Test
her.
So that would be tough. We have the same birth date. We're just 7 months apart. We're both on the 7th. So that makes, I can remember her birthday. It's so
that
easily.
That is good. That's
yeah,
a good point.
It helps me out. Like, I'll be places and they'll be like, oh, what's your wife's birthday? And I can nail it. And they always look surprised at me. I actually know her social security number too. 436.
Whoa.
No, I do know
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
I actually do. Because back in the day, you used to have to know your social security number for everything in college.
Mm-hmm.
Like now,
yeah.
I think you just have accounts and, you know, you know your passcode to get into it. But your social security number was everything back
mm-hmm.
then. And that's why I know hers and mine.
That's why my my sister's birthday is my favorite birthday. She's just born in 2000, which is like I can always remember how old my sister
yeah.
is, and but because my brother is born in 98, and half the time it's like, oh, how old is Josh? I'm like, I have to do the math.
Yeah.
I love a good 2000 birthday.
Your brother was 98?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same as my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's born 98. Crazy.
Crazy.
Oof, feel old.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Okay.
And weekend plans, weekend plans. Everyone's got a weekend plans. All right. Yay. Well, we know Betty Rock. Are you going to do anything other than eat at Mule Day and get Mule Day swag?
I can't wait to see.
No, I think I'm going to be in a stupor come Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to roll into church and be like, I got funnel cake sugar all over my face. Yeah. Like, I'm here.
And they just looking at Mule Day? Mule Day. They know.
Also, too, like, I always, and it's a guarantee. At Mule Day every time. I have this weird thing where I love the smell of cigarette smoke outside.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And so when you go to Mule Day, you're going to see all the people with their smoking cigarettes outside. So if I can just get a little bit of secondhand smoke, I think
you
I'll
will
be good.
See, pictures of, you'll see pictures on the news of like Mule Day, and then you'll see Betty Rock behind all these people. It's crazy. How you don't just like die from secondhand smoke, I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sure I got a lot of it back when I was growing up because my dad smoked pipes and cigars.
Yeah, did he at least window down?
No.
Yeah, the hot box, Okay.
So I'm going to be doing that, and it'll be great. What about y'all?
Gavin?
My yard is disgusting right now, and I need to do some severe yard work with my mower. That's it. It's just going to take me all day tomorrow. So that'll be my fun, and we have perfect weather for it. I kind of want to go golfing. We'll see.
You should get some golfing in before your wife has that kid.
Because then you'll never golf again.
Man, I will say though, I'm utterly curious about the stroller with the ability to put the golf clubs into the stroller.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I will 100% be looking into that. We do have our stroller, and so I'd be curious to see if there's a way to build.
If your
that
wife ever needs
it.
You, like she's like, you have to take the kid. I need a break. You're like, great. Like and just be like, but I'm going golfing, you know, like and take the kid golfing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Why not do
something
you like
to do?
There's
nothing wrong with that, but make sure to put sunscreen on him or her and wear a little hat and some socks because it could get chilly and you need a blanket. And also, too, if he or she has a blowout,
you've
got to change it.
Yeah.
I love the idea of bringing a kid to the golf course, but then the nightmare is that I'm on hole 7 and I'm far away from the clubhouse or my car. And
they're screaming.
They're
just
going.
Because you can't ruin it for everybody.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to, you know, ruin Jim's day on the course, too. So.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But you're right. Like, Betty listed all the things you need to do. We've been out so many times, and my wife will see, like, a dad with a kid, and she'd be like, where's the mother? Where's the mother? The mother is not here. She would not be happy because, like, the kid won't have shoes on or is not dressed
and
warm enough.
And that's the thing, too. I'm telling you all these things that you need to do, but honestly, you show up to the golf course with a baby, everyone's going to be so impressed. That thing could be butt naked, and they're like, oh,
what a good dad.
What a great dad.
Exactly.
Spending time
so
with
honestly,
his whippersnapper.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. It's just Haley has it worse.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I am going to also do yard work. I am also going to play some pickleball. And I've got to work on Gavin's friendship ring. That is on my list.
Our friends are friends forever.
My fingers has been feeling kind of like
unfriendly,
empty.
Yeah, one time Gavin, he had mentioned that he liked a certain kind of ring, and I was like, oh, I'm trying to make these rings, and so I made one for myself, one for him. It was.
Yeah. Sure.
Coincidental.
He got down on one knee and
there was a charm with a little heart that's broken in two pieces,
Of course.
And one says best, and the other
of
says
course.
Print.
Spritzed it with perfume, and
so then part of the ring, the stone stuff in the middle came out, and so I'm gonna fix that for
the
you.
The stone came out of the middle?
Not the stone. It's not a diamond. It's stone. It's
like
the, see this blue. It's like that's a stone
dust. The river around the ring.
Yes.
What is the blue river? What does that symbolize?
I just like blue.
The only color he can see.
I don't know. No,
I like blue.
It's like a river. A
and
river
Gavin's
that
is
keeps
a different
going.
Color.
Do you
like
know
friendship.
What color it is?
Yes. It keeps going.
Gavin's is white because he had said he wanted a white one. I listened to him. I know what he wanted.
That's
and so,
precious.
Yeah. And so that I'm
also,
fixing that
love,
this weekend.
I love that you made a ring for a guy that you met 5 years ago where Hayden has been there since day one and you could care less.
Hayden's never done anything for me. Let's be honest.
He made you a shell. He stopped Lauren on the way here and said, please tell my daddy that I'm homeless
and
I love him.
I cannot wait to put those in my office. You have no idea.
How much, looking at these shells,
yes.
to me, funny. I would say they're priceless. Yes. But how much would you say these shells are worth? that Hayden has put together.
Oh, on the market, to survive.
Like if he was peddling
a nickel, like a nickel. Yeah, that's
it. Well, that's actually more than I thought you were going to say.
3 cents.
What's in between a nickel and a...
I was going to say you were going to say he should pay me to take him off his hand.
All right, well that is going to do it for your Aftercast.
Follow us on Instagram or Facebook, and you can see him there.
There you go.
Search Wally Show.
Thanks for being a potty. And Lauren, thank you. We appreciate you guys. You guys are the best.
And Hayden, thank you. We hear you and we value you.
We do not see you. You're an embarrassment.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.